I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Last June, back in show number 178, I discussed the fact that the Secretary of the United States Treasury had announced that he was looking for a woman to be pictured on our $10 bill, replacing Alexander Hamilton. You've probably heard that after an informal nationwide vote, Harriet Tubman has been chosen to adorn not the $10, but the $20 bill. I love the irony here. Andrew Jackson, 7th president and an owner of slaves, will be replaced by Harriet Tubman, a slave. Now, here are some things you may not know. First, our current currency, and by that I mean the $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, $50, and $100 bills, all picture men who have been dead since at least 1885. In fact, Ulysses S. Grant, on the $50 bill, is the only one who lived after the Civil War. Of the 7 men on those bills, 2 of them were never presidents, Alexander Hamilton on the $10 and Benjamin Franklin on the $100. So tradition isn't being broken by putting a non-president woman on a bill. And by the way, it's pretty much the same for coins. Ben Franklin, a non-president, was on our half dollar for several years. Now, the initial idea was to put a woman on the $10 bill, replacing a non-president, Alexander Hamilton, with a non-president, whichever woman was chosen. Sacagawea was the favorite to get that honor, by the way, but the Treasury got so many letters favoring Harriet Tubman that she was chosen instead. And there was also a lot of public outcry to get rid of Andrew Jackson instead of Alexander Hamilton. Seems a lot of people just don't like Jackson because of the way he treated African Americans and his infamous Trail of Tears, where he forced tens of thousands of Native Americans to walk from their homes in the Southeast U.S. to Oklahoma. Thousands of them died along the way. This pretty much puts Andrew Jackson out of favor. But in favor is our old friend Alexander Hamilton. Right now there's a hit musical on Broadway called Hamilton, which is basically a show where all our founding fathers sing rap and hip-hop and dance a lot. Alexander Hamilton is the main character and the hero. And this bizarre musical just won the Pulitzer Prize. All this means that Mr. Hamilton has a ton of people in his corner right now who probably had no idea who he was just a year ago. So Secretary of the Treasury Jack Lew has seen the writing on the wall and decided to leave Alexander Hamilton right where he is on our $10 bill and dump Andrew Jackson to the back of the 20, replacing him on the front with Harriet Tubman. At first, the change wasn't going to take effect until 2030, but public outcry over that delay forced another change in plans, and now they're shooting for a 2020 changeover date, or maybe 2021. It seems it takes quite a while to get things set up before they can actually start printing the new money. At any rate, the first woman since Martha Washington over a century ago, and the first African American ever, are now officially online to finally adorn our paper money. Thanks for listening, and hey, use your tax refund money to buy a copy of my book. You'll be glad you did at treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.